If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is happening. She is finally here. We are coming at you live from the Once in Joburg Hotel in Brum. I'm talking about the beautiful and talented Ntsiki Mazwai. Welcome.
Drum roll!
Finally, yet. Please tell them how long I've been wanting to have you on the podcast.
Oh, please don't exaggerate. I just could not come on, was it Monday?
So I called her on Friday. I'm like, yo, can we do this? She's like, yeah, sure, 1 o'clock. All right, cool, sweet. I know I can't do it. Called her on Tuesday. She's like, hey, dude, I'm hanging, bro. I'm like, babalaz.
I did. It was my brother's 21st birthday the night before. I was like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I need to sleep.
I'm glad you made it, man, you know?
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So listen, I want to start with the roast, right? Because
okay.
I was watching it and I was
okay.
Like, oh my goodness, the panel was brutal.
Right?
On you.
They were.
Dude, I was like, what?
They
the
were.
Fuck?
But you know, it's so strange because it seems as if negative energy creates positive energy. So, as much as they thought they were roasting me or dragging me or having their moment with me, they actually created a moment where I was graceful and brave and courageous and
hey,
you know,
but they were shitting on you.
They were completely. They were completely, and I did feel like some of it was not necessary, but it's the way it is, and it helped me in that it manipulated the audience to feel sorry for me, and therefore after the roast, I got a bigger audience.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, okay, yeah. if it needed me to be dissed for people to kind of soften up to me, then that was the journey.
Did you take anything personal, though?
You know what? I think that when you're friends with people and then you roast each other, then it's cool. But when you've never met somebody in your life and they're already overstepping the boundary and even
like
going into your family.
Me roasting you, you know what I mean?
And even about my family,
yeah.
you know, I was
yeah.
just like, this is a little bit inappropriate. I don't know you and I don't know how we're going to recover this relationship after this.
Who did that?
So I'm just saying, for whoever was there, you know, like, sometimes when you're in a situation like that, you need to count. Because for me, I feel as if I wasn't very hectic with anybody. So I can still go up to them and be like, hey, and I'm cool with it. But for them, I think it's a little bit awkward. They don't know how, if they can approach me. They don't know if I still like them. So I feel as if they lost more than I did in that roast.
Who are you talking about? Because I know you're cool with Fresh. You're cool with Figile Mbalula.
Why do you say that? Why do you think I'm cool with Fresh?
No, it just seems like it.
Why do you think I'm cool with Figile? Why do you say that, though?
No, while watching the roast, I could tell that you guys, like, it's not personal.
I don't think Mbalula went personal at all. I don't think I thought he was funny.
Yeah.
But that part where he was like, the correctional services, it's so bad, they have to get Ntsiki Mazwai to come to her poetry. That was funny.
Yeah.
That I was like, yo, that's funny.
Because that's one thing I admire about you. You're very, like, you got a thick skin. Because,
yeah.
you know, Black Twitter is always dragging you.
Dude.
And you don't give a fuck. You don't give two shits.
You know what? But there's also the side where I also get a lot of love. So I think I focus on that more. I've learned not to engage the haters. I think in the beginning I used to be like, fight back. I'm going to show you who I am. Now, when something weird is happening, I just go block.
Yeah.
I just go block.
Yeah.
I don't even talk. I just go, oh, block. So I think that I've grown in not allowing people to feel too comfortable with bang telel. You know?
Because that's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. Mm. It's disrespectful. Mm. And I think that I'm entering an arena in my life where I'm stepping into my power, where people are now embarrassed of their own behavior towards me.
So they're reflecting that upon you.
So, yeah, it's very interesting to be me, because I'm always like, don't talk too much if you don't know the person.
Yeah.
If you've never interacted with the person, stop picking up stompies from the media and then ohambe. And then you've got this pride to disrespect people, because you're going to meet the person. And then it's going to be awkward. And then you're also going to block your chances. A lot of these media people have blocked their chances.
Yeah.
Now when they're like, oh, can you come to my interview? I'm like, no. No.
Hey, I'm glad I've never roasted you.
No, I have a no. Like, now, because I'm like, I always knew that my value was much bigger than they could see.
Mm.
So now I got a chance to, like, check everybody out. I was very lucky that my star wasn't shining so that it shows.
Mm.
So now it's been quietly checking out who's real, who's not. And now that I'm stepping into my power as a woman.
And it's tough to tell who's real and who's not, because you've been in the limelight since you were young.
Right?
Yeah.
So it helps me when people are comfortable enough to diss me. Because I'm like, oh, is it like that, sweetie? Oh, you think we're like that?
Mm.
Then when they're like, oh, hi, Sis Ntsiki, I thought, I'm like, no, I didn't think so.
Just like that, straight face, poker
so.
Face.
I didn't think so. Yeah. Like,
because I don't like the whole thing of you not bathing and stuff. I mean, dude, you look like you bathed today.
But you also understand that we come from a culture where we're brainwashed into hating our own blackness.
Wow.
So if I don't have makeup and weaves on, then it looks dirty, then you're a hobo, you know?
Mm.
So it's also about the youth having to unpack, why do you feel like that? Oh, it's because she's dark-skinned and she's got dreadlocks, and that's how you feel about dark-skinned people with dreadlocks? You feel like they don't bath? What does that say about you and how you feel about black people?
Mm. You know, I did an interview with Scoop a few weeks ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about how, especially young people, are so westernized that we've forgotten our culture.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Completely. I mean, it's interesting. You know? You don't know.
Translation.
To speak English. Like. Yeah, those things where it's like, no, you know. There's a way it's into how we conduct ourselves. Even this thing. You guys should be calling me Sis Ntsiki.
Mm.
I've been in the game way before long. If you knew me from Sana Oronga, which was in 2005.
And that was a banger.
And I was a grown-up woman by then. I was 25.
For real?
So I'm like...
Orongo.
What? I was grown.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, part of this westernization is making you lose your own values. Because you shouldn't be comfortable calling me Ntsiki Mazwai.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be comfortable. I'm a 40-year-old woman. And there's boundaries, you know?
So we know the problem. What's the solution then?
The solution is just to be better. People who occupy media spaces, because nina you platform, nina you microphone, funeka nibafundise abantwana ukuthi no, ayenziwa kanje. And you set the boundaries. You're like, no, manje we call umambani or ubabubani or sisbani ubutbani, because always seem to maufaga the prefix. It automatically makes you stay in your lane.
Mm.
If you say Ntsiki, then you think we're the same age. But the minute you say Sis Ntsiki, the sis acts as, oh, this is my lane. This person's older than me. That's their lane.
All right, so let me start again. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sis Ntsiki Mazwai.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you can call me Mamiya. Mamiya is my clan name.
Uh-huh.
And it's a... When we call each other by our clan names, it's a form of respect and endearment at the same time.
Mm.
So then I know, which, okay, you're speaking to my elders, and so there you don't have to have sis, whatever. But if, you know, if sis bothers you, then call me Mamiya. But don't be so comfortable to be like Ntsiki when you're like 20 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're not friends. You see me on TV, that doesn't make me friends with you.
And we have a sangoma.
I think I am a healer.
Okay.
I think that a lot of us go through it different ways. Some people need to twasa, some people don't. I think I've got a very strong energy, and I don't think that I need a gobela per se.
What's a gobela?
It's someone, it's your spiritual elder.
Okay.
To be like, okay, when zaganje, naganje. I get led in my dreams. Like, I'll dream of somebody, then I'm like, okay, I need to find someone like this, like this. Then that person will have information for me to be like, oh, Ntsiki, put on your blue and white beads, because right now you're going through a phase where you need to ask, da-da-da-da, you know? So I think it's more of an issue of when you know yourself and you spend time, I spend a lot of time alone, and you listen to the voices in your head and you listen to how you feel, you know, even different spaces, you can pick up energies. So, I mean, I had to own up and take it seriously. You have to acknowledge your elders when you're on a spiritual journey. When you don't acknowledge it, everything goes a mess.
And isn't that a blessing? Because not all of us can hear those voices.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's the same reason why I can say something on Twitter, everybody gets pissed off, then later on they go, oh, Ntsiki was right. It's that same thing.
Yeah.
So
you're not a sangoma, you're just going through the journey.
I'm not practicing.
Mm.
But the healing things happens anyways. Like if somebody comes, they're like, oh, I'm feeling this, this, and I'm like, okay, do this, this, this. Or take this, 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 this. So I don't, I mean, we know how I am. Even with my industry stuff, I'm not a formal person. I've never been like,
You're creative.
I'm just a floating. Then I'm like, okay, I've got a healing energy. Let me look after people. I'm a hippie.
Listen, I want to ask you something that I'm sure everybody out there wants me to ask you. Why are you so angry?
Do you think I'm angry?
A lot of people think. I don't.
That's why I'm like, do those people know me?
I that's why I cannot make a judgment.
Do those people... Okay, when I met you here... Did you get an angry energy?
No, not at all. I helped you park your car. But you were shouting at me. You're like, who the fuck is this nigga helping
you? Because I'm like, I don't understand when men do that. When now someone's directing, I'm like, what did you think I went to driving school for? Like, if I need help, I'm going to be like, but no, I'm just parking. Yeah. Like, it's very condescending. Men do that.
So they're, it's like a misconception.
I actually don't care what people think of me, to be honest. They can think what they like.
Do you feel you're not angry?
I know I'm not angry. So if you guys want to feed off what you get in media...
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you want to feed off what you read in media, then that's your...
prerogative.
I'm not involved in that. If you're smart like all of the rest of my supporters, then you'll come direct at me and then you'll make your decision based on your experience of me.
Because the thing is, whenever I see you trending on Black Twitter, which always drags you, I don't know why, dude. It's always for something that you've said that was controversial. Is that intentional?
I don't think it's controversial. No, I don't think... I think that I am a lightning rod for important issues in society.
Okay.
So I do split the room by nature. And that's what I was saying. It's part of the song on my healing stuff. Where people have to grow and develop. And there's got to be a voice that shows them.
And you are that voice.
That's the voice that's going to start making people unpack. Why are we doing this? Why are people homophobic? You know, I'll say something about homophobia, then it gets everybody, all the homophobes come, all the ones who are LGBTI, then that conversation starts. Start a conversation about rape. All the rapists come, all, you know, so it's important. I think that it's important. My voice is important for the development.
And sometimes people are not ready to hear the truth.
No, they're not. They're never ready to hear the truth.
Yeah. So what's, never, a, what's your take on Mapincha?
The truth is important. It helps you grow. And life is easier when you stick to your truth. My life is easier when I tell the truth. I can't lie for you guys. It's too much admin. It's too much work. If you can't handle the truth, then get out my kitchen.
What's your take?
Just mute me, block me. I don't mind.
What's your take on my picture?
on abortion.
Mapincha.
Oh, Mapincha. Obviously, he's trash. He must be in jail. Mm. He must just be in jail.
Why do you think men hit women?
I should be asking you that. Because I don't think that women are the problem with domestic violence. I think men are the problem.
Yeah.
So I need the men need to have conversations among themselves.
Because my thing is, which is I said on the podcast, is I think it's an ego thing. Mm. Because I think when a man hits a woman, he's trying to gain his... what's the word I'm looking for? Control. Power. You understand? If I'm talking to you and you're not listening to me, I feel like, all right, cool, I must hit you so you can...
That's hectic.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's so hectic. It means our men are psycho. If you...
Don't you think it's a power struggle thing?
But I'm saying it's psychotic. For you to beat somebody up because you don't feel heard is psycho. It's a psychological imbalance. It's something wrong with you. Because me, if I don't feel heard, I don't go around beating up people because I don't feel heard.
What about if maybe I say, for argument's sake, one talel?
Violence in our society is not acceptable. Violence is barbaric. We've got ways to deal with conflict. So the minute you get violent, you are lowering, you're vibrating on a lower frequency than the rest of us civilized human beings. So we just need to raise the vibrational frequencies where you're not an animal, you've got a brain, you're a thinker.
So you've never been in a violent altercation?
No.
You've never beat up someone? Even Bakhtalela?
No, I walk away. I scream, you can use your mouth, you can use your brain, you don't need to use hands.
Yeah.
It doesn't, and you can walk away. I just always, when I see things are getting hectic, I walk away.
What's your take on R. Kelly?
I don't really take on it because we've got our own predators in this country, and let's talk about them.
Who are you talking about?
We've got our own predators.
Like who?
We've got. I mean, there's not as much uproar for BRICS. There's not much uproar for Arthur Mafukate.
What did Arthur do?
Didn't Arthur beat up Sisi? And has he not been sleeping with Stock all his career? That's an abuse of power. That's a predator. So we've got people to talk about in this country without even going as far as R. Kelly.
So you'd rate R. Kelly and Arthur in the same
WhatsApp
group?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're abusing your power. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Do you know him well, or have you ever met him?
No, I've met him, but whether I've met him or not is irrelevant. You can call something out and be like, oh, this is a dodgy behavior. And that's how these men get away with shit, is because we all keep quiet. Because, yo, nyamazi, yo, I won't get gigs. But it's like, no, you can't be sleeping with your female talent.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a basic principle.
So, moral of the story is Kasha Stock.
let's respect you. We want to respect you.
Speaking about Arthur, what's your take on celebrities and the celebrity life?
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
I think they're stupid and they look dumb. And I think that...
Because there's something that you mentioned in an interview, right? Sorry to cut you off. And you were like, you were amazed at how the women that you started with, now they're like nowhere because they never invested in their talent. They just invested in their looks. And that was like 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
That's hectic. Hardcore, right?
Yeah. But it makes a lot of sense.
I know. When you said back to me, I'm like, oh, I said that. Oh, my God. That's so true.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
It's about content.
Yeah. Because you started with a lot of people that are not relevant today.
Right, one?
Yeah.
It's freaky, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's why I'm always like, yo, teach the children well and tell them the truth. That it's about content. It's not about the packaging.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you said it all. I'm so shocked that I said that. I'm like, yo, that's so true. Yeah.
Is that how you feel about slay queens?
Absolutely. The thing is that there's a new generation of slay queens coming now. So now they're stuck. They're busy having poop jobs, bump jobs, what. Say gang you are now.
Yeah.
And I don't have to do any of that shit.
What did you start with that's not relevant right now?
No, we're still.
I was still a picky baby. I was still a youngster. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, guys, Euphonic told you I'm not relevant. Don't you remember?
Hey, Euphonic.
Yeah, where is he now? I'm like, who's relevant now, Papa?
Yeah.
Anyways.
So you don't think Euphonic's relevant right
no,
now?
No, I don't.
Dude, the nigga's gigging in Ibiza. He's got properties all over the
I've
world.
I've got a DJ, female DJ friend who's also gigging in Ibiza, and I've got friends who've also got properties.
So I don't deem that as relevant?
I don't know. I don't think he's made a legacy. I don't think that... I think of him and I think toxic way that he relates to women. I think domestic violence. I think cocaine. I think...
Euphonic's on cocaine.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying these are the thoughts that I think when I think of him.
What would you think cocaine if he's not on it?
I'm just saying that what I'm seeing... I mean, don't you remember that whole thing, Bonang thing, whatever? Don't you remember there were like cocaine stories that came out of there?
I thought she was the one taking cocaine.
How are you going to be dating someone for so long if you're not... Come
birds
on.
Of, birds of a feather.
Come on, come on.
Flock together.
Come on. So, when you say that to me, I'm like, I don't know what relevant is to you or what your guys' values are. You know, because for me, for you to be relevant, you've got to be having some real hardcore content. It's not about money. It's not about material. So,
what drugs have you taken?
I mean, you now smoke some doobie.
We actually wanted to smoke a doobie on the episode today, but I don't think
doobie's drugs. I don't think at all.
Yeah.
But no, I think that drugs are very destructive. I've seen what the drugs do. I'm old enough to have seen people do drugs when I was young, and now they're still stuck. Where a man is in his 40s, but he can't get out. And he has nothing. So I'm always like, yo, guys, you're having fun, but there's a upper head.
So you've never done cocaine? Ecstasy?
I tried half an ecstasy in Mozambique the one time.
He know.
Because I'm wild like that. No. You know, you've got to be like, you got to take one, put your toe in a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, cool. I see what they're talking about. Great. Then that's it.
Yeah, that was it. Tell me about your beef with Nomza Mombatha. What was that all about?
I don't have beef with Nomza Mombatha.
Mm.
I just thought she was over familiar at the roast.
Okay. So it goes back to the roast. Oh.
No, but I've never met her before. That's the only time I've ever seen her in my life, at the roast. So I just found like some of
but she's beautiful. I'd bang her, bro.
So I don't have beef.
Who do you have beef with? Like that you completely hate, cannot stand this person.
Let me think.
We've gathered Arthur for one.
No, I don't hate Arthur. Oh, okay. I can identify that this is a toxic man and he needs help.
Anyone else?
I think that's what... No, I don't hate. Hate is a very...
Strong word, no?
Yeah, I don't have time to be hate. No, they're not... For someone to hate me, they'd have to be threatening my power or my space.
Mm.
I don't feel like anybody does that.
I
can just tell the truth. I can be like, oh, no, this is like this. No, this one's Mac. I don't like this on spirit. But I don't hate them.
Let's talk about your sex life.
For sure.
How's it going right now? Tell me, you've got this whole... I think you should coin this word. It's called transmuting. What is that? Explain to me. Let me know what a transmute.
Oh, my God. I think you've done your research. I do. I've got transmuting to down to the T.
Yeah.
Sexual energy is very powerful, guys.
Mm.
When you're horny, you do things and you can focus your energy.
Mm. Like right now.
Mm. You see. You can just channel the energy. But when you have sex, you release all that energy.
Mm.
Right? And then it doesn't go anywhere.
Mm.
So I like to abstain so that energy can build up, and then I'm just like channel work. Then when I feel like, oh damn, I'm doing well, then I have sex.
Hey.
I'm like, yeah, okay, now we can open up the gate.
The orgasm must be crazy.
I'm a lover.
Hey. Tell me about the DJ that you had sex with, and then he was laying there like a chicken.
Oh. She's famous, you know that.
Yeah, tell me. He was famous 10 years ago. I'm sure not now.
Do you know who he is?
Who?
Ta-da. Because all the girls think I can't get cute boys. Yeah. Ah? I'm always like...
Who is it? Who is it? Listen, no one watches this thing. No one's going to see this.
Never. Never.
Can I take a guess?
Never. No. No, you can't kiss. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Shake your head if I'm right.
I'm not going to tell you.
Ebonic. Black coffee. Okay, don't tell us, but how was that experience?
What if you've named him in one of those three? I hope nobody watches this for real. I'm joking. Yaldana, Mara, Yaldana, Yaldana.
I'm thinking you're too much. How was that experience? Were you traumatized?
I never went back again. He was like, girl, what? I was like, no, keep easy.
And you're looking at him, he's cute.
He's gorgeous.
And you're like,
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But maybe he had had sex earlier on, he was tired. As
Anyway, so how's your sex life right now? Wow, Lulu Cafe, you must do better.
Yeah. Stop picking on Lulu. What if it's somebody else? Who said it's anyone I, you named? Jesus.
Anyway, yeah.
What is the question again?
How's your sex life right now?
Oh shit.
Have you ever been with a woman?
When I was young.
Is it?
Boarding school. You know how it is. You get horny there. There's no boys. Yeah. Then you must explore with the other girls.
Oh, so you went to like a.
I went to all girls school. You know.
So what did you guys get up to? What did you guys do?
We did the things. Things, 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 things,
did you go down
things,
on
just
her?
Things.
Did you go down on her?
And now I've never had a. Maybe I might kiss a girl. I've kissed once or twice when I'm drunk or like, oh my God, things. Because girls are sexy, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, no guy will ever kiss you like a girl.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
They're so gentle and soft.
Yeah,
and
they know.
I love kissing girls, actually. Thank you for pointing it out to me.
Gosh. I kissed a girl and I liked
no,
it.
No, I'm like, shit, I should explore that some more.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think I like girls. I like girls and boys. I love the D, but I like girls. Girls have got soft bits, you know, and they feel nice to touch. And so I do have very intimate relationships with females.
Okay.
Where it's nice. It's how I would chill with my boyfriend. But not necessarily kissing and stuff. But it's very like...
Gentle.
Hi, babes. Hi, my friend.
Oh. So there's no one smashing you right now?
Oh, I never talk about who's smashing me or who I'm smashing ever.
Which
You'll
DJ?
Never get it out of me.
Does
ever.
He have a song out now?
Ever, ever, ever.
Is he
ever.
A producer?
You never get any of my bullshit out because you know why?
Right.
You won't be able to keep up. You see. So rather I just keep quiet.
But I'll be honest with you, you look like you're wild in bed.
No, really?
Yeah.
Guys, why do you give him alcohol? Why do you drink alcohol on your fucking podcast? But
I'm just being honest, I can even want the truth. You look like you're wild, man.
No, I'm a dead fish. I just lay there like a dead chicken.
So you and Lulu, same WhatsApp group.
Same WhatsApp group. You're so full of shit, man. Fuck, man.
So what's it like having a sister that's more famous than you? That must be tough, no?
Actually, I think I'm more famous.
You reckon?
She's just more loved. But I think I'm more famous. Infamous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
What's your relationship like?
It's beautiful.
Nah.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. We have so much fun. We're very jokey. It's very stupid.
Yeah.
It's dumb and dumber when we're together.
Yeah.
Then we say obscene things. Like, we'll be like, yo, kuku yako peginjani, yo, jo, namine kuku isona. What? You understand? It's crazy. It's crazy. It's a beautiful relationship, you know?
Yeah. How was it like growing up with her?
With all my siblings, it's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, like any... I feel like you guys make it seem as if because someone's a celebrity, then it's different. No. Siblings are siblings. Sometimes we're fighting. Sometimes we're having fun. It's the same way you relate with your siblings is the same.
No, I'm the only child.
Oh, that's why also... explains a lot.
Yes.
So no, when you've got siblings, it's back. Like sometimes I'm not speaking to these ones, then I'm talking to these ones, then I'm pissed off at these ones, and I'm talking to these ones. It's very interesting. Like,
have you ever thought about doing a Mazwai reality show? I would watch that. I would subscribe to that.
You know. We are not Kardashian-like.
But that's the beauty. That's the beauty. That's where the magic lies.
That's what I'm saying. We're not chicken heads. We're not... My family is not that kind of family. We're very polished. We're black excellence, actually. So it's a bit trashy. We're not going to do trash TV. And I wish that South Africa will give us that space to be... You can have a great black family that is not doing trashy. All this... desperate for fame shit. You can have we can have a legacy, a family dynasty where we can just be a powerful family without the trash.
Yeah,
I'm trashy enough for the whole family, you know what I'm saying?
How many of you in the family?
There are five kids.
Okay,
five kids.
So it's you, Tandiswa, who else?
Nomi Superstar.
What does she do?
She's a singer.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I was like.
Hey, no.
She's a singer. She's a manager at Soweto Theatre. Okay. Also, got a little brother, Osa. He is in like, what is it? I'm a stock exchange. I'm a assets. Oh, okay. I'm a what? Financial things. Then I've got a little brother. He just turned 21. That's why I had Baba Laos the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It was his 21st birthday.
Yeah.
So he just turned 21. That's the last born. Then we have a sister who I had a stepsister who passed away.
Oh, shame.
The year of Sano Rongo.
Oh, shit.
Incidentally.
Yeah.
So she was my age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very nice. I've
so
got
you guys
brothers
are very,
and sisters.
Creative in your family. Where do you guys get that from, your parents?
I think my mom's side mainly. But my dad also. My dad's a writer also and a businessman. My mom was also a journalist, writer, and very creative. So I think it is that mix.
Yeah,
but we are.
You guys took it to another level.
I know. It's because it's also mixed with that intellectual thing. Because also, my mom was very clever.
Yeah.
So we've also got the smarts with the creative.
Are you the black sheep in the family?
I think so.
Hey, you know.
I think so.
You see me, I'm the black sheep. I'm the smart one. I'm everything.
But they love me, ne?
Yeah.
They adore me. Like, I'm the life of the party.
Yeah.
But I get the sense that, I'm the one that's not going the normal way. Everyone else is like, you know, my little brother's even just bought a house, everything. Me, I'm just like, yo, man!
Where the weed at?
I'm going to the festival. Check you later.
Yeah. What's your favorite festival at the moment? Can I guess?
Oh, you're Smoking Dragon, obviously.
No. What's that one, man? Got New Year's.
Yeah, not Smoking Dragon.
No, man. The one in Newtown. Got New Year's.
Oh, no. I don't do festivals like that.
What's it called, though?
No, sweetie. I don't do the bash.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The one in New Year's.
No.
With the hippies, man.
Which one? There's hippies. That's Smoking Dragon.
Not Coachella, man. It's in Newtown, bro.
In Newtown. I need to find it, then.
They usually have, like, your Lauren Hills. Yeah. What's it called? Fuck.
There's such a concert, guys.
Yeah, New Year's. Oh, shit. Yeah. Let me call.
Oh, Afropunk.
Afropunk. Yeah.
No, not really.
Oh, that's not your vibe.
No, you know what my vibe is? It's camping.
Oh, yeah.
Those festivals. So you'll find me at Opikopi, you'll find me at Bushfire, you'll find me at Smoking Dragon. That's my vibe.
A lot of drugs are consumed there.
The other people do drugs, then they come to my level.
You see? So I'm not at your level right now.
you need to come to my level, you need to take drugs, and then you come to my level. Then we're all fine. Then it's like, okay, Slanya, so okay. You know what always happens to me, though? I'm that guy where, like...
I'm that guy.
No, for real. I am. Where the next day, everyone's like, hey, yeah. And I'm like, shit, who are these people? What? Then they're like, and I may know who that time. I'm like, no. What the fuck?
Yeah.
They're just like, girl, do you remember last night? I'm like, no.
Have you ever dated a white guy?
Oh, no, I'm a free spirit.
Oh, okay.
I kiss what I like. I'm wherever I want to be.
So you like yourself some pork?
I'm not attracted to whites, but I have been in situations where, oh, shit, oh, flip, okay, here I am.
Where they're better than Lulu Cafe.
Yeah. Oh no, man, I feel bad that Lulu's gonna find out that he was a bad fuck.
No, trust me, you're not the only one. I've heard it once or twice.
Oh shit, this is a claim to fame. That's why you guessed it right away.
Oh my goodness.
I love you, Skulula. You're my favorite. Right, so, he's such a beautiful soul, though.
I've got some Twitter questions that I asked people to send through.
Yes.
So, at Cosmima says, Oscar, what's it like? What is it that she likes the most, especially if someone takes her out for dinner?
Oh my God, I love eating. Mm. Just enjoy eating. I'm there.
Mm. Are you vegan?
I try to eat well, but I'm not vegan. I don't eat as much red meat. Mm. I find it difficult to process, so I do white meats, and I do my smoothies and my veggies. You can see I'm still looking young and fresh.
Yeah,
dude. It's that.
How old are you now?
38, 20, 39.
You're fucking kidding me. You're lying.
You guys need to respect me.
Shit.
You guys need to respect
Look
me.
At you.
You need to respect me.
Hibana.
You need to respect
me.
What?
What?
Original Pakistan, baby. What?
All right. And DJ Donny D says, are you lesbian?
No, not really.
I think we've discussed that,
Really. But I do think girls are hot, but I'm not lesbian.
Yeah. So besides music, how else do you make your money?
Okay, I gig a lot.
And gigging right now.
That's where you make money, Yeah, that's where you make your money. I do my gigs, my royalties. I put up my own gigs. If I'm not getting invited, then I put up my own gigs and that make people pay at the door.
Mm.
Now I've got I released an album, The Masterpiece, last year.
Yes.
And now it's become an all-woman tour. So I just put together female bands and we've been touring. Last month we were in Zakani, February.
Mm.
Now we're in Pretoria this month.
Oh, nice.
We started in Soweto, January and December. So.
You've never booked me in Tsiki, why? It's because I'm a man.
It's because you're a man. And I'm really particular about. Do you know the one time I went on stage at the one masterpiece? I went on stage, I told the men to get off the stage.
Wow.
But I was pissed off. I had that thing where I'm just like, fuck you, what are you doing on my stage? Get off. I told you this is a masterpiece. I told you it's a female stage only, right?
Yeah.
They were like, I was like, get off my stage. So I'm very strict and very like, bitch.
Why do you hate men so much?
Oh, man. Wow. I don't think I hate men. And men can testify that. I don't like. You must look at my fan base.
Yeah.
My fan base, I'm actually tasekas. Like, I connect with the male thingy, but I stand up for women.
Mm.
I know that I grew up in a society where women have been oppressed and they've made submissive. So I use my voice against that and to make sure that other women are using their voices. But me and boys,
hey,
we
you know,
get
I can never
so
take
well.
You to back to Venda, hey?
I had a vendor boyfriend, actually.
Hey, now.
And we were fine.
Hey, Kanyani, who was
perfectly fine. We were perfectly fine, you know. I also thought it would be, but the family was cool. You know you vendor people like to get married, eh?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious me.
We do.
And you also like to
the
divorce.
Respect thing, But the respect thing, like you're saying, is very, very crucial.
Completely.
Like, if I'm at your house, and I'm younger than you, there's no way you can be standing up and dishing up for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And it's a common law.
I just, and even the mangoes.
Yeah.
Love the mangoes. But I used to go to Toyando a lot. I used to shut down. There was a year where we just shut down Toyando.
Yes.
Like a festive season where I booked lots of venues. I used to work with DJ Nipro, we did the Word of House, and he would DJ, and then I'm spitting of while he's singing,
oh,
right?
Nice.
We used to shut down Venda where there's kilometers of cars going to Migoroni, or whatever it's called. It was dope.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Then we'd party, 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 party. At like 9 o'clock the next morning, I'd be going, no, guys, the party's finished. No, leave. You know, it was incredible. So I've had a nice time with Venda.
Listen, we're almost out of time. Tell me which female, because we're not going to talk about the guys. You hate guys. Which female artist are you loving right now? Who are you fucking with?
Oh, I'm fucking with, I love Shoma Josie.
Oh.
Right?
How beautiful is she?
Oh.
She can
I just
get
love
it.
That energy.
I've been trying to get on the podcast, but her management said she's too busy. So hopefully after this, we'll do the interview.
I'm fucking with Amanda Black. I love Amanda Black. Got a beautiful spirit. There's a girl who's featured on Black Motion, Tabia.
Mm.
I love Tabia.
Msaki? What about Msaki?
I love Msaki.
In fact, Msaki,
before she was famous, I used to have a radio show at Rhodes. I was doing my master's, I think, in 2016. Before she was famous, I used to push her every single Sunday. I was like, oh my God, guys, let's go. Then she blew up. And I was like, yeah, check
when
me out.
When was this, 1960?
No, I did my master's in 2016. And I got a cum laude, by the way.
No, listen, we got a big year for the masters, eh?
Thank you. Shout out to you,
man. That is impressive.
You don't know any slay queens with masters.
Nah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not even niggas. Some niggas don't even have masters.
All of them. Dude, I'm one of the, I'm leading the pack.
You know, if Taboo, if you had to get in with the masters, no niggas would be in the club.
We're signed.
It'll just be you and the bouncers.
I know. Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
So that says a lot about us, right?
Yeah. You once mentioned a tweet. I don't want to get too serious. You said the government is failing us. Why? Why do you think
Of course
that?
The government is failing us.
Why do you think that? Because elections are coming up now.
No, I mean, have you seen the difference in the way they treat abantu basekhaya and here? The services, you know, inkunkuma can stay in the hood and nobody does anything. A burst pipe can stay. So the hood, the government...
In 4 ways, that will never happen.
Never.
Mm.
So that's why I'm like, no, the government is not 14.
So tomorrow we wake up, you're president, what would you change in this country?
Oh, so much. Oh, my goodness. Okay, cool. So, wow, the schooling system would change a lot. Would be a lot more black conscious and aligned to our systems. I'd kill all the churches. We'd go back to African spirituality. Our way is easy, Zangom and healers, we know that. Christianity would be banned. I would change...
That Christianity thing is deep.
Yeah, it's deep.
It's deep, man.
It's taken too much
and
away
the thing
from
is,
us.
Our parents, like, breathe and love Christianity.
Dude.
You know, it's sad.
It's toxic. It's not getting us anywhere.
Dude, it's sad.
Then all those white people with the big farms, 100 hectares. No, you don't need that much. I'd break up the land. Like, Christmas would be finished for the farmers. Mm. The blacks, we would have our land. We would have systems where...
Would you say...
The land is feeding us, not Pick and Pay feeding us, not Woolworths.
Mm.
We would have enough space and land for us to ukuzigalela and eat for ourselves. So those are some of the things that definitely change. Just the basics, fundamental things that make a human being function better.
What makes you tick, bro? Why do you get up in the morning every day?
I love being alive, I think. I'm actually such a morning person. I love seeing people happy and doing well. I get frustrated by injustice. I get frustrated by lack of morals or isn't there pement lilin? That's what irritates me. I'm a Virgo, so I want things to be like, where I'm like, guys, the rules are what? You've seen me shouting at everyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
That speaks to the fact that I'm one of those disciplinarian type of personality.
Yeah.
So I'm very strict and I'm like, and I want people to be happy and I want people to own their blackness. So I think what moves me is to be the force that reminds black people how great they are.
All right, listen, let me just pause here quickly. I want to go ahead and part two quickly.
Podcast and chill.
Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
So you're single right now. What kind of guy are you? Are you into?
I didn't say I was single. Okay. But I'll tell you what kind of guy I'm into.
Mustn't be a DJ. We've gathered that. But some DJs are okay.
No, just can I get? If it's gonna be a DJ, can you just be able to do it?
Listen, we in Brum, I'll take it a great day now, so I'll show you real fundamentals.
Yeah. I saw your other podcast. You're always flirting with your female guests. <here, nah? laughs> You want them all. Style.
What type of guy are you looking
for? You know,
for?
I think that I do need someone a lot calmer than me and very earthed, because I'm a lot. Mm. You know, I've got lots of energy. I don't.
What?
I know I don't.
Don't you want a little to give?
In a family context, I would like to get married first and then have a child. But I can see it's tricky, and I can see that, it's normal to be a single mother. That was stressing me. I didn't want to be a single mother. I just find it exhausting.
Yeah.
I've seen single mothers. I see it's difficult. I don't want to do that to
myself. I was raised by a single mother.
It's difficult.
Hey, look how I turned out.
You see? I ain't doing that shit to myself.
So what do you meet these guys, the guys that you're meeting now?
I don't know, but I've been meeting bad stock. I've been meeting bad stock. I tend to go for the charismatic one, and it's not supposed to be like that. I'm the charismatic one. I must get someone out to lele, matandi hype.
If I came up to you now, you don't know me from a bar, so.
No. No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
First of all, you're too thin. First of all.
So I need to bulk up a bit.
You need, like, I was just like, no. I don't look around and then I'm with my son there. No. I am going to.
So I went
to about gaining and
I went to my pen 10.
I did.
Hey,
I did, but it's not a good idea. Hey. I saw no. A child is a child is a child.
What were you guys talking about with your pen 10?
A child is a child is a child. A child is a child is a child. That was my lesson. Ziggy, and it was a big age grab.
Listen, Ziggy, it's my first time meeting you. I've only seen you on the telly. When Rongo came out, fucking hell, that was a banger. We used to pump that shit up. But seeing you now in person, I really like you a lot. You know, because, like, I wish I had some of your personality in terms of you don't give a fuck what anybody says. And that's really hard to do in this industry, because you know how fickle people are.
Mm.
You know? But you know yourself. You're content with who you are. You're happy. You don't give a shit. You know, I love that about you, you know, and I wish more people could be like that.
Right.
Because we're all out here trying to be something that we're not.
No, just be yourself.
You know?
We'll adjust.
You know?
Be yourself, we will adjust.
You still wouldn't get with me after that.
For sure.
But I was telling you, that's an ad, bruh. before we go, you got a huge announcement to make.
Ah, yes.
Please make it. Tell my subscribers.
You can now catch me on Show Me Love weekdays, channel 157, at 6 p.m. Boom, boom, boom.
Are you going to do the show high?
I always do. Oh, I've already started. All eyes on me.
I once did an interview on Moja Love. I could tell those ladies didn't know where the fuck I was.
You must come again. I will interview you. I know who the fuck you are now.
They were like, so tell us about your condoms. I'm like, guys. So definitely it's worth watching now. Ne?
Now, finally.
Please don't be the whole PR. So tell us about your upbringing.
Is that what you're expecting from Ziggy Mazwai?
Nah, please don't do that, bruh.
6 o'clock weekdays, Show Me Love.
Is it going to be lit? So I'm Euphonic. I'm on Moja Love. What would you ask me right now?
Euphonic, please apologize.
To who?
To me.
For what?
Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying? He knows exactly for what.
Yeah. Who do you look up to in the industry?
I look up to... They're not in the entertainment industry, funny enough, the people I look up to. They're people who are activists and do things like Dr. Kanyisile Litchfield Tshabalala and Mama Pinky Kobane, like people who are shifting things and calling out shit. And in the political space, it's crazy because I almost be like, am I supposed to be in politics? Because that's where I'm just always like, foot tech and a foot Nina, ANC and a footy what? I know too much about politics for me not to be in the space. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. But I don't have, in the game, okay, I suppose the one that I looked up to died. Lebo Mathosa was the old, that was one where I was like, oh, there's my energy.
Wow.
I can see that's me inside there. Okay, how do I navigate that? So now I don't have that anymore. Like, after she died, I was like, how am I going to know how to be a wild woman who's talented?
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest with you right now, né? We've been doing this interview, and the reason why I've been prolonging it, I don't get the sense of, I don't feel like I know you. Like, I feel like these still waters run deep. And that's why I keep going. And I feel like you feel like it's a normal interview. You know, you say the same shit, whatever. But I really want to get to know you.
The thing is, I understand how you would feel like that, because I get it, the media has created something completely different. And what the media has created is actually the complete opposite of who I am. So it is, you're not the only one who's going to have this moment where it's like, oh shit, they lied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's more to you. But I haven't been getting that in this interview. You get what I'm saying? Why is that, though? Are you not comfortable?
Are you saying in this interview?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
But you've been asking me stupid things.
No, exactly, stupid things.
Exactly. You've been asking me about sex. So
I
want
to get
deep things.
I want to get to the core.
Ask me deep things. I'm very open. Ask me deep things.
Okay. Tell me about your spirituality.
My spirituality? I don't know. That's quite a broad question.
Okay.
That's like me asking you.
Your beliefs.
I don't believe in Christianity.
Okay.
Okay. I've researched African spirituality enough to know that the Bible was remixed in a conference called the Conference of Nice, where they took African myths and legends, right? Because Africa, we had been existing before. We're the first people. So all these stories about, oh, they once lived, this king and this have been there before. Then when the whites came along, they're like, oh, shit, the Africans, really, if you want to control them, this is what they believe in. Here's their spirituality. So then they took bits and pieces of it. Then they erased some of the parts that don't suit them. Like, for one, the Holy Trinity is, in African spirituality, in Christianity, is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Patriarchy. Completely... The woman doesn't exist. African spirituality, the Holy Trinity is the Father, the Mother, the Child. So what white people did was they remixed that to suit them, because they come from a culture where the men is more important than women don't have a voice. In our culture, that didn't exist. In our culture, we come from a matriarchal lineage. Women were revered. In ancient Africa, men found it godly that we had a womb, and they knew that we have to look after the womb. And is the woman okay? I need to go out there and make sure we feed, because this is the woman who's creating life. She's carrying the womb. So a lot of dysfunctional bullshit has happened with Christianity, where they now say the man is the head, the woman is the neck, which is completely fucked with how we nature is. You don't get pregnant. You're not a life giver. You've got sperm. Yes, you're the seed.
Yeah, my sperm is great, by the way.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful sperm. And I'm sure that everybody who's had your sperm loves your sperm. I don't doubt that. Okay? But I'm just saying that there was a sacredness to femininity, and we understood that. So a lot of us has been watered down and dumbed down. So our family units, African culture was based on family units. We knew that the family has to be together. That's why we had things like Lobola, where you join two families and that builds the nations. We knew that the more you join the families, we're building a bigger nation.
And you have a ceremony.
Yeah,
to celebrate it.
But now white's very individualistic. You've seen how their things are. It's a wedding between husband and wife. In African culture, it's between families.
Fuck, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of unpacking that we need to do as blacks to be like, wait, how did we used to do it? And why did we used to do it like that? Like another story I like to reference a lot is how white people came and they watched us and they saw that the women were working the land, right? Then they were like, oh, African men are so lazy. They just take the sheep out and the woman is the one tilling the land. But you know why that came about? Our period as women grows the earth. So during observation somehow, they saw that, oh, when the woman's blood touches the earth, there's bigger harvest. And when they saw that, they were like, oh, so this is the woman's job, actually, to be on the land. And therefore, that's how it came, right? So we just need to unpack ourselves and go back to the way.
To simplify it, what you're saying, this podcast wouldn't exist if it wasn't for my woman. Because she was the one. I had the equipment in my house. But I did nothing for like 3 months.
You see?
And she was like, dude, why don't you do it? I'm like, ah, no one's going to watch it. No one has data. And then
it's the woman that is the engine. The man might be the power force and the walking around of. But I really do believe that women are, in the same way that men are stronger physically, I feel like women are stronger mentally. So we know how to strategize. That's why you guys get conned into so many things. You never hear that the man is conning women and manipulated and what. That unless it's like an abusive situation. Mm. But generally, us women, we're always like, okay, how do I work this guy to do what I want? We do that all the time. Your girlfriend is doing that with you. Everybody.
You reckon?
Hey, I know women. So I'm saying to you, women are stronger here. And in ancient Africa, men recognized that and they were okay with it. So there's this ego thing that came Nabelung and Christianity and fucking with making you feel inferior, and now you're like, no, I need to prove my we were cool before. Black men and black women, we were cool before whites came and told us that, oh, you're so lazy, oh, this is not how it's supposed to. We were cool.
Is that why you can't stay with a man for, you know, that long? Because you know your shit, you know your value.
I know my value, I really do.
You won't submit.
I would know. The thing about submission is that anybody who's in love, we both submit to each other. Because it's like, oh, baby, you know? But there's a power thing in Christianity of the submission where it makes the man your boss and what the man says has to go. No, for me, that's not submission. I submit to my love for you. I won't submit to you.
But you'll call a spade a spade.
I won't submit to you, no. No. That would be an insult to God, foot. For me to be now... Now I've made this person like.
So do you when you see these slay queens or whatever, do you think they value themselves? Do you think?
I think that no. I think that we are living in an era where our women are being fed by the media on who they what
hip-hop
they should
videos.
Look like. You know what I'm saying? So we haven't. It goes back ties back to what we were saying about what I said about back then women were. The people I started with were looking at their looks and now it's run out. So it comes back down to that women now are focusing on they focus on what's on the outside and whatever, and then they don't work on what's on the inside, and that's what's gonna work or not work for you.
Shit, man. So what advice would you give young ladies? I don't want to call them slay queens. It can be anyone.
I'd just say take off the weave first of all and get to know yourself.
But is that not imposing your beliefs onto someone else?
No, you don't have to. You just asked me what advice. And I'm saying to me, from Tiki's point of view, I know that if you take off your weave, you're going to start having to deal with yourself.
Got you.
Yeah.
Not your Instagram self.
No, yourself.
And that's where the real test comes
that's
in.
That's where it is. Because that's the person you need to love.
Yes. Fuck. I mean, I could have a week right now and be slay.
Right? Right?
Ziggy, that's the conversation I wanted to have.
Yes.
And I appreciate you. But like I said, I was being honest. Like, you're a good soul. Thank you so much for coming
through. Thank you for having me.
You did the interview. You're hungry. We're going to get some food
now. I'm so starving. My God. Yo, but I must be careful now I'm on TV. Milling,
hey,
been a flat stomach.
Who are you working with? Is Abigail still there?
No, it's KG and Nontobeko.
Yeah, I don't know those people. You see, you're relevant. I don't know those people.
I'm the famous one there.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, just in closing, what do you want to say? What are you doing right now? What's going on? Where can people check you out? What's up?
Well, the Masterpiece tour is going on.
How many units did you sell with that?
Oh, my God. I must check on my internet sales. Kind of how many did I print? But they're going. Because, I'm promoting and then I sell.
And people still buy hard copies, like hard CDs.
Shit, I don't make it expensive. I like to make it $50 or something. Then it just...
So you're still doing off the... What's it called? Boot sales, whatever.
I'm very much...
You're lying.
What?
Ziggy. 20, 30 years in the game. You're still doing that.
Guys, how do you think you stay in the game?
Wow.
You think you stay in the game by posing?
Because Twitter is 1% of population.
You gotta be dirty. I'm still gonna be doing free gigs for the rest of my life because I'm like, you can't take this shit for granted.
So you hand out your CDs.
It's like, yo, CDs for sale. Then someone goes and sells them, and I'm like, thank you.
Wow, I love you so much, man. Yeah. You're beautiful. So we could chat forever. Thanks. Imagine we had a blunt, eh?
I got you coming, taking me to white people's places. What? This could have been better.
Anyway, we out here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.